Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Ernie Yarbrough here today, filling in for Phil Williams, live from Right Side Studio, local, state, national, all the issues, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I've got a new beautiful face, new to me anyway, across me, got Big Rig in the studio.
What's going on, man?
Man, what's going on? It's so good to see you. I heard there may be a new face coming. They didn't tell me how good looking it would be, but here we are.
Yeah. I'm just trying to keep up, man.
Fantastic. I found out I've got four kids. He's got three. So we're both chasing the same rabbits at about the same time.
Oh, yeah. That's wild.
Yeah, it's a wild time. But it's a good time to be alive here in America. We got an exciting show today. We got folks calling in, several folks calling in today. We got Election Day tomorrow. And so we are excited to got a monologue here today. Don't know about a triple dipper just because we've got so many folks calling in, talking on the issues, local, state, national, important day for us tomorrow here in Alabama. And so we are excited. I got my 1776 hat on, fired up about freedom and America and the opportunity to be a son of Alabama today. It's an exciting and it's a great day to be an Alabamian. So I'm going to launch into this monologue here and do some talking for a minute. Got my papers here to rustle like Phil. But I think it's important as we launch this off, we come into these election seasons and we're going to vote. We're going to do these American things that are tremendous, awesome privileges. And those are always, you know, life has these like high points, you know, where it's good to kind of stop and step back and reevaluate what in the world is going on, what we're doing. What does it mean to be an American? What does it mean to have principles? What does it mean to live in this land of America in this experiment called liberty? And so my monologue today, I want to talk for a minute about building principled solutions and who are we actually tying up? Now, the COVID pandemic unleashed a flood of policy decisions that have, in all honesty, been brewing under the surface for a very long time in our country. Our health freedoms were attacked, our job freedoms were attacked, really, in many ways, the entirety of our lives as historical Americans were attacked. There wasn't one aspect of our lives that wasn't tyrannized, and of course, for something that now the CDC has just come out this past week and said, treat it like the flu. It is essential that we never forget 9/11 when it comes to the reality of the war on terror. The COVID pandemic is our 9/11 never forget of the reality of how close our own government came, and sometimes is still trying to strip away vestiges of faith and freedom, and turn us into a permanent top-down bureaucratic oligarchy. That is, of course, all run for our good, because, hey, after all, the experts know best, right? How blessed we are that the experts are not, that they're there to tell the ignorant masses just how to live and move and breathe and have our existence, only not. That's not the American way. The American way is a pyramid upside down where we start with the individual point of individual liberties and freedoms. Right? And we build those solutions for our society in a consistent manner with individual liberties and freedoms, which, of course, as I've said before on this radio show, is why Article 1, Section 35 of the Alabama State Constitution says that the sole object and only legitimate end of government is to protect the citizen and their enjoyment of life, liberty, and property. Now, it is absolutely essential that we, the people, never forget about COVID. But how? How should we remember it? Well, what are the key lessons we should never forget? And how should we tie that into action? What action should we take and what things should we do? After all, remembering without forming a personal and political response, without taking action, is the personal and political version of what the book of James says in religion is faith without works. It's dead. We are the spiritual and political descendants of those who pledged their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor that they might be the foundation stones for generations to come. Foundation for those yet born. Foundation stones of liberty and freedom and spiritual light, salvation, righteousness, freedom. We should aspire to be this kind of people, this kind of person. We cannot simply go with the flow or take whatever comes to us. We must know who we are. We must know our history, identify and fortify our principles, and then build everyday solutions to everyday problems that are clearly linked to our principles. So we have to identify our principles. First, we have to know, do we believe in God, that He's the author of liberty? Do we believe that all authority comes from God? Do we believe that He is the source of our morality and our ethics? Do we truly believe in limited government, lower taxes, big C, I call it big C, little g, C sub g, for those math nerds out there, big citizen, little government? self-government, family government, church government, civil government, and that God is over them all. Reaganomics. Do we believe that some of the scariest words are actually, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help? Do we believe that any method for raising money to fund government is okay? Or that we have a moral obligation to stand for righteousness and do what is right in the right way? Principles matter, and every policy is built on somebody's principles. It's high time that we, the people, turn from the fool's gold and drug addiction of government aid and government-centric quick fixes to embrace our responsibility to be the leaders in solving the problems our communities face. We must sit in the space of personal responsibility and own that this is first and foremost our space, we the people under God, and that we have a far greater responsibility than government to be the leaders and the fixers. We must truly fall in love with our own people and our own communities. So we have to know our principles, and then second, we have to build solutions that actually match our principles. All right, we have to build solutions that actually match our principles. And this is where we have to realize, as I mentioned, who we tying up, right? Hit me one day. We quote the Bible all the time from the floor of the house and religious or historical people. And you know, there's a Bible verse that talks about that a threefold cord is not easily broken, right? And it hit me like a ton of bricks one day thinking about this. There are two cords being woven, and each of those cords have three strands. And of course, the purpose of a cord or a rope is to tie something up, right? So you got one cord and the three strands being woven together, big business, state government, and federal government, right? And when you weave those three cords together to form a rope, that rope, the purpose is to tie up, to bind the citizens of Alabama and to bind the citizens of America, right? To restrict our freedoms and liberties with top-down oligarchy. But you know what? There's another rope that we can weave, and this gets me so excited. When I think about, we have an opportunity to take a rope and put three strands together to make that rope. And those three strands are all businesses, citizens of the country and the state of Alabama, and state government. And when you weave those three together, you've got a cord that can bind the federal government, which is why, by the way, Thomas Jefferson said, away with all this talk of human goodness. Let us bind the government now with the chains of the Constitution. Right? He meant the federal government. So we have to build solutions that don't tie the people, but rather tie the federal government and give that maximal freedom and authority to the states and the people. Right? So this is something that I would love to see more and more as a state rep. Sometimes it seems that when we grapple with solutions to problems, we don't do a good job of identifying first and foremost what principles are supposed to help us fix the problem. What is the North Star of our conservative Alabama values that should guide the solutions that we craft? When it comes to economic incentives, what conservative tools do we have in the tool bag to make businesses boom, lower taxes, cut red tape, really make it so that the businesses are attracted and thrive simply by doing free market business stuff with lower taxes and less red tape? Right? Business booming is not more financial interweaving with taxpayer dollars, but less. Maximizing their freedoms with goods and services as a business entity, right? This draws business, creates more sales tax, and then a rising tide raises all ships in such a way that the free market, businesses, and the people are the most empowered, not the government. That's the net sum end result of the free market is that the people hold the power through the market, not the government, right? And our businesses look more and more to their customer base and less to government incentives or government whatever to craft their plans for success. So what about being pro-life or school choice or funding through gambling or addiction or other things? All these, there's been a ton of crazy topics that have come up this session that have been, I was just laughing before. I said, boy, it'd be great to have a week where we could just talk about money for license plate tags or something, but we haven't had that week yet. But how do we navigate these challenging times and these opportunities? Elections coming up. Our country as a whole is being faced with so many challenging things. So how do we? Well, we have to, first of all, as I said, we have to first identify our principles. We have to, second of all, begin to build solutions that match those principles and that weave that cord that ties up the federal government and not the people. Opens the door for free markets and free people and our values and those things to direct the solutions that our country and our state needs. And then that, realizing those two cords, right, that are being woven, we have to conscientiously commit ourselves to the fact that we are going to find and fund solutions that are big C, little g, big citizen, little government. And as we do that, as we put priority on our principles, as we put priority on principled solutions that match, the house matches the blueprint, right? And as we intentionally begin to weave these cords of all businesses, all citizens, and state government, right? And use that to bind and restrict the federal government to maximize state freedom and individual freedom, guess what? Tomorrow's vote day. And as we do this, we're going to start learning not only how to do these things for ourselves, but we're going to learn how to evaluate candidates. We're going to learn how to train ourselves to run for office. How can we be a blessing? How can we find candidates that will do these things? How can we ourselves challenge ourselves to be more like this? How can we not take the temptation, the fool's gold of maybe a quick government fix or a quick government solution, but rather, like was Bradford said in his Of Plymouth Plantation, even if we're just stepping stones for the children to come, foundational pieces, cornerstones, we're okay with that. Because we're not going to make and plan for solutions that look to the next election cycle. We're going to make solutions and provide answers to problems that look to the next generation. Let's not make four-year decisions or four-month decisions. Let's make 50-year decisions. Let's make 100-year decisions. And the power of that is when you do that, you not only address the immediate problems, but you put in place solutions to problems that will stand the test of time and eternity. So let's make sure that we know our principles, we build those solutions to match our principles, and make sure we're weaving the right cord and tying up the right entity for freedom. And that is a wrap for The Right Side Way.